Mara Holdings to buy Long Ridge Energy in 1.5B AI data center pivot. Mara Holdings has agreed to acquire Long Ridge Energy for roughly $1.5 billion, the Bitcoin miner said on April 30, 2026. The deal hands Mara a 485-megawatt natural gas power plant on the Ohio River and the surrounding industrial site, which the company plans to convert into an AI data center campus alongside its existing mining operations. It is the largest transaction in Mara's history and the clearest signal yet that the largest publicly traded Bitcoin miner in the United States is repositioning itself as a power and compute company rather than a hash rate operator. Why a miner is buying a power plant? Long Ridge Energy owns a combined cycle gas plant in Hannibal, Ohio, that already runs a small Bitcoin mining operation. Mara has been a tenant on the site for several years through a joint venture, so the acquisition removes the landlord and gives Mara direct ownership of the generation asset. The economic logic is straightforward. AI data centers are bottlenecked on power, not chips. A hyperscaler signing a multi-year compute contract wants firm, behind-the-meter electricity at a fixed price, and that is exactly what owning a 485-megawatt plant delivers. Mara can either sell power to the grid, run Bitcoin miners, or rent rack space to AI customers and switch between those uses depending on which pays best at any given hour. CEO Fred Thiel has framed the deal as a way to secure long-duration energy for high-performance computing, Mara's preferred label for AI workloads. The company has been telegraphing the move for months, raising capital through convertible notes and signaling that mining alone is no longer the growth story. What Mara is actually buying, the headline assets, are the 485-megawatt power plant and roughly 1,600 acres of permitted industrial land. Long Ridge also holds water rights, fiber connectivity, and access to Marcellus shale gas, which keeps fuel costs unusually low compared with grid power in the mid-Atlantic. Those inputs matter more for AI training than for mining, where racks can be shut off when prices spike. Mara said the transaction is structured as a mix of cash and stock, with closing expected later in 2026 subject to regulatory approval. The company has not disclosed the exact split, but the $1.5 billion enterprise value puts the deal on the order of Mara's total mining revenue for the past year. The miner-to-AI trade is now mainstream. Mara is not the first Bitcoin miner to pivot toward AI hosting. Core Scientific signed a $3.5 billion hosting deal with CoreWeave last year. Iris Energy and Hut 8 have both reallocated portions of their fleets to GPU clusters. What separates Mara's move is scale and the choice to buy generation outright instead of leasing capacity. That changes the company's risk profile. Mara now carries fuel exposure, plant maintenance, and grid interconnection risk on top of Bitcoin price volatility. In return, it controls a scarce resource that AI tenants are willing to lock up on 10-year contracts. For Bitcoin holders, the read-through is mixed. A miner that no longer needs to sell coins to fund operating costs is structurally less of a sell-side overhang. But a miner that diverts new capacity from mining to AI also slows hash rate growth, which marginally helps existing miners' economics. Crypto markets did not flinch. Bitcoin was at $76,273, down 1.1% on the day, as of April 30, 2026, with the Fear and Greed Index at 40, neutral. ETH sat at $2,265, down 2.1%, and total crypto market caps drifted lower in line with broader risk assets. The Mara news did not move spot prices in either direction during the morning session, suggesting the market is treating the deal as a corporate strategy story rather than a Bitcoin supply event. Mara stock reaction will be the more interesting tell once U.S. markets open. A clean rally would validate the AI repositioning. A sell-off would signal that equity holders prefer the simpler Bitcoin beta story. What it means for crypto users, for card users, and on-chain spenders, the direct impact is minimal. The deal does not touch payment rails, stablecoin settlement, or any consumer-facing crypto product. Where it matters is in the second-order picture. A more diversified miner base reduces the chance of a forced seller cascade if Bitcoin retraces, which historically has been one of the cleaner downside catalysts for the asset. It also keeps U.S. energy infrastructure in the hands of an operator that knows how to interconnect with Bitcoin. If AI demand cools or contracts get renegotiated, MARA can route those electrons back to mining. That kind of optionality is hard to replicate for a pure data center rate.